Mix 94.7 KMCH, guest of the day, part one and part two. We start with part one because we know how to count around here. And Jeannie Dohmeyer, after a long time away from the KMCH radio, have you fully rested now that the fair is over? You haven't been here formally since fair prep.
I feel like I've rested from the fair. It's the other silly things that I do in my free time that got me down now.
I saw you for like 7 seconds during the Not Quite Brothers show. I'm like, hi, Jeannie. Hi, Justin. And then you took off.
Yeah. But that's good. You know, busy is good, and busy at work is good.
Yep.
You know, my kids are just at the age where they're busy
and they can drive themselves for the most part.
They can.
Don't worry about that.
They can. Yeah. That is a winner. But so we've been great.
And not to sit and let moss grow on an unrolling stone. You are busy again because you got the fairgrounds. You got the camping. Let's talk all about it.
Yeah. So we're going to kick off kind of scare week, I guess, if you will, at the fairgrounds with a family camping weekend that coming up October 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Which seems so far away, but it's next weekend already.
Right? You know, it seems like when you flip that calendar, it's just bam, into October we go. But yes, next weekend already. Really, family camping weekend for Halloween, all Halloween-themed activities. Really good for those families that have kids that are, younger into the teen-tween area.
Yeah.
We'll have a lot of great activities. We're going to have a bike parade. We're going to have a costume contest, decorate your campsite contest. And so pretty much everything that you would expect about a Halloween family camping weekend, it's going to get you tickets to go into the light fright of the fairgrounds. And so we'll have spooky trolley rides. And
will there be s'mores?
I don't know that we're going to provide s'mores, but I think at the camper... You know, I always tease everybody that camps at the fairgrounds that you're not camping unless you're having s'mores.
That is the rule. Yeah, that's the rule.
I think so, too. I think if you don't have s'more makings in your camper at all times, you're just kind of
faking it. Well, it's even easier now because you can buy the marshmallow with the chocolate already in it. You just got to get the graham crackers now.
I'm kind of a s'more aficionado. So.
Are you really?
Yeah, I am. Yep.
Nobody knows s'more about s'mores than you do,
I don't
huh?
know about that, but I just really like
What's
to eat
What's your secret?
Not too burnt on the marshmallows.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a brown marshmallow kind of girl.
Now, do you use like the professional marshmallow skewer, or do you just grab a twig? How do you do it?
It just depends. Okay. You know, it just depends where I'm at. At home, I have my own skewer for my official fire pit in my backyard. But a stick will do in a pinch.
Or somebody with a non-sensitive hand. Right. Just hold it there
just
for a while.
Just hold that there for a little while. Sure.
So next weekend, the 7th and 8th, which again is so crazy that that's next weekend. What's it cost to get into all this stuff?
So it'll be $70 for the weekend. So that would include, you know, your Friday and Saturday night camping. It includes all the activities. It includes four passes into the fairgrounds for the light fright. So you can take your little ghouls and goblins into there. And so if you do it in advance, there's a link on our website that you can go in and register. If you don't do it in advance, then it's $75 for the weekend.
I've never... partaken or partook or taken in, I don't know, the fairgrounds. What can we expect? What is that all about?
So October 8th, which is, like you said, next Saturday night, it will be a light fright only. So 6 to 7:30. It's meant to just be the light version of the scare. It'll still be everything you want to kind of see in a haunted barn, but without quite so many scarers.
Okay.
Scary people in there. So if you want to take kind of a younger or more timid person through, this Saturday night coming up, the 8th, is your night to do that. Again, 6 to 7:30.
And then
the following weekend, so the 15th, the 22nd, 28th, and 29th, it'll be full scare only, 7:30 to 9:30. If you're coming in, be prepared. You know, and I can't divulge because, you know, that
I wouldn't want you to.
It takes away.
Mm-hmm.
But I have watched the fair board members and Jenny Radabaugh, who is kind of at the captain of the ship on this one. I have watched them work on it for a long time now, and I can just see that there's something up their sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like to tell me because they don't want me to spill the beans.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact that there is some really clever parts that are going to happen this year. And so we got a crew in there just busy building away.
Well, and I've found out one of them, too.
Is that right?
It's Rick Palmer holding a utility bill. It's like, ah! And it went up 800%.
You know, if you'd see our utility bill after fair, that is...
See? That's your enough. Light fright right there. It's the cost of lights.
That is enough to scare you. You're not wrong.
Now, is this just, you come in, you park, you walk through, how's that all work?
Yeah, so we have some activities outside. I shouldn't say activities, but some scary things outside. Don't be too frightened if someone chases you from your car. I mean, that's just part of the game we play.
That's just parking.
we have a maze this year that you may or may not have to walk through to get to the... which becomes very difficult to run through.
When you're being chased.
No trapping, I promise. and so the maze will go through. And then, yes, you just buy your ticket, stand in line, and they'll usher you through. Yeah, usually groups of four or five or six. And you're somewhat guided so that you don't run into the group in front of you. Because we don't want to ruin the scare.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't ruin the surprise.
Yeah. And so lots of cool things. You know, we have a lot of fun, especially with the ones that scream a lot. Like there's some.
How could you not?
They're some of our favorites. Yeah. So, just neat things. You know, there's such a crew up there that works so hard on that barn, and you know, my hat's off to those board members and volunteers. And you know, and if anybody out there wants to come be a part of the fun, we could always use a few more people scaring. And if you say, "Oh, I don't have a costume or whatever," we can hook you up. If you can't do it all those nights, you know, one night would be great. So just get a hold of me if that's something that you think you'd like to do, because honest to goodness, my board members, it's some of their most memorable moments each year, because there's always somebody. And you know, if you happen to know somebody who happens to be coming through and you want to give them a little extra scare, you know, those kind of things are always appreciated.
There's a $5 tip, you know, make it fair, you know, stuff like that.
Make it fun. And so yeah, I would love it if we could get some more volunteers, and it's a great time.
For somebody who doesn't know that phone number, what is it?
Yeah, it's 927-6449.
So next weekend, Friday, Saturday, the family camping, the light fright.
The light fright.
The easy stuff.
Correct.
And then the following weekend, it's Katie bar the door, bring an extra change of pants.
Correct. So the 15th, 22nd, 28th, and 29th. Ooh. Those are your four chances to get through the haunted barn for a full scare.
I'm told you can stand outside in downtown Manchester and hear the people screaming. wind's out the right direction.
You know, I don't know if I've ever been downtown Manchester, because I'm usually there, but that would be great.
Wouldn't that be cool? You could hear all the screams just up the road.
So my job typically is to sit outside and sell the tickets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I definitely can share with you that the screaming can be very loud sometimes, and the banging on the walls of people jumping back.
That's disturbing. Oh, man. Well, it sounds fun.
Good fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah. Website, you can get all the details and stuff like that and everything. Yeah. So you got to come back sometime, because you guys just started a big barn. Speaking of barns, big barn project.
Yeah, absolutely.
About a week ago now.
Yep, working on the dairy barn. And we got Christmas lights coming up. So I'm sure I'll be back.
Tis the season, Jeannie Domeyer. Delaware CO Fair. .com is where you get all the info. Always good to see you. Did you see Roger's mask that he's wearing out there? I don't know if it's a mask, but it sure scares me.
I'm done.
Okay, fine. That's my joke, and I'll claim it. Stick around. We'll talk to Roger Helmrichs after this on KMCH.